Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A packed day of developments across diplomacy, defense, trade, and technology has marked the headlines of 29th March 2026. India and Japan have renewed their $75 billion bilateral currency swap arrangement, strengthening forex stability and deepening their economic partnership. But what makes this significant is the mechanism behind this arrangement and how it benefits both nations. The bilateral swap arrangement is a two-way currency swap facility between India and Japan. Under this arrangement, if India faces a shortage of US dollars, the RBI can provide Indian rupees to the Bank of Japan and receive an equivalent amount of US dollars in return, up to the agreed limit of $75 billion. The same facility is available to Japan in reverse. This operates through a simple mechanism where the RBI provides INR to the BOJ, acting as an agent for Japan's Ministry of Finance, and receives an equivalent amount in USD. The arrangement provides immediate access to foreign currency without tapping forex reserves or approaching international markets, acting as a financial safety net during currency volatility or balance of payments stress. The significance for India is multifaceted. Firstly, it provides a $75 billion backstop against sudden capital outflows or currency depreciation, thereby enhancing forex stability. Secondly, it supplements India's forex reserves, which are approximately $630 billion as of March 2026, adding a cushion for oil and commodity import payments. Thirdly, it signals strong bilateral financial cooperation, reassuring investors during global uncertainty. Lastly, it deepens India-Japan economic partnership under the Special Strategic and Global Partnership Framework. For the UPSC aspirants, this topic is relevant for both prelims and mains. In prelims, it covers the bilateral swap arrangement, RBI forex reserves, and India-Japan economic cooperation. In mains, it pertains to GS2, covering India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership, and GS3, covering external sector issues such as forex reserves, BOP management, and currency stability mechanisms. Now, let us turn to another significant development. The WTO's 14th Ministerial Conference concluded in Yaounde, Cameroon, with trade ministers from 164 member nations deliberating on key issues like agriculture, fisheries subsidies, e-commerce, and WTO reform. India pushed strongly for a permanent solution on public stockholding for food security. The US and EU opposed broad exemptions, citing trade distortion risks. India currently operates under a temporary peace clause that shields its food security programs from legal challenge. The key issues at MC14 included agriculture, particularly public stockholding, where India demanded a permanent solution to protect its domestic food procurement system, including the minimum support price mechanism, from being challenged as trade distorting under WTO rules. Another crucial issue was fisheries subsidies, where the WTO fisheries subsidies agreement entered into force, and negotiations continued on extending disciplines to cover subsidies contributing to overcapacity and overfishing. India insisted on protecting the livelihoods of small and artisanal fishers through special and differential treatment. For the UPSC preparation, the WTO and its ministerial conferences are crucial, especially the debates around agriculture subsidies, fisheries subsidies, and e-commerce. These topics fall under GS2 and GS3, covering international organizations, agriculture subsidies, food security, and e-commerce regulation. Moving on, Jammu and Kashmir scripted history by winning their first ever Ranji Trophy title, defeating eight-time champions Karnataka in the 2025-26 final. This victory marks a significant milestone for J&K cricket, ending a 67-year wait since their debut in 1959-60. The team's journey from being perennial underdogs to champions is one of the most remarkable stories in Indian domestic cricket, especially considering the challenges they have faced, including playing most home matches at neutral venues due to security concerns in the region. This achievement is not just a sports victory but also reflects on governance challenges in J&K and their impact on sports infrastructure and development. For UPSC aspirants, this topic can be relevant under GS1, covering sports and society, and GS2, covering governance challenges. Now, let us look at India's indigenous development of a floating LIDAR buoy system, which was successfully tested off the coast of Muttom, Tamil Nadu. This system measures wind speed, direction, and turbulence at heights up to 300 meters above sea level using infrared laser pulses. The buoy remains stable on the ocean surface while its integrated LIDAR unit emits laser pulses that scatter off aerosols, dust, and water droplets, and the reflected signals are analyzed to build precise vertical wind profiles. This development is significant for India's offshore wind energy assessment and ocean meteorology. It reduces procurement costs by 30-40% compared to European imported LIDAR buoys, aligning with the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. It also supports India's target of achieving 30 gigawatts of offshore wind energy by 2030, currently near zero, by providing bankable wind data for auctions, environmental impact assessments, and wind farm layout optimization. For UPSC, this topic is relevant under GS3, covering science and technology, indigenous innovation, and infrastructure, particularly renewable energy targets. In another development, the Ministry of Defence signed two contracts worth a total of 858 crore rupees, one for Tunguska air defence missile systems and another for depot level inspection of P-8I maritime reconnaissance aircraft. The Tunguska system is a Russian-made self-propelled anti-aircraft weapon system that combines short-range surface-to-air missiles and anti-aircraft guns, providing integrated air defense cover for mechanized formations on the move. The P-8I Poseidon is the Indian Navy variant of the Boeing P-8A Poseidon, a long-range maritime patrol and anti-submarine warfare aircraft. India operates 12 P-8I aircraft, critical for maritime domain awareness, anti-submarine warfare, and intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance missions across the Indian Ocean region. For UPSC aspirants, defense procurement policy, Atmanirbhar Bharat in defense, and India-Russia defense cooperation are relevant topics under GS3. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Gati Foundation to strengthen India's global skills mobility ecosystem and accelerate the country's journey toward becoming the global skills capital by 2047. The MOU aims to establish a project management unit at Kaushal Bhavan, New Delhi, to design and implement global skill mobility initiatives, develop a data-driven roadmap for overseas skilling programs, and support Skill India international centers to provide structured global employment pathways. India has the world's largest youth population, with a median age of approximately 28 years. With employability rising to 56.35% in 2026, the focus is on channeling this demographic dividend into global labor markets through structured skilling and placement pathways. India commands 16% of global AI talent, projected to reach 1.25 million professionals by 2027. For UPSC, government policies for skill development, employment, demographic dividend, and human resource development are relevant topics under GS2 and GS3. Meghalaya signed a reform-linked Memorandum of Understanding with the Union Government under Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0, becoming the 12th state to join the reformed framework aimed at providing 100% tap water access to all rural households. Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0 is the extended phase of the flagship program launched in August 2019, with the goal of providing functional household tap connections to every rural household. the mission has been extended with an additional outlay of 1.51 lakh rupees crore, targeting 100% tap water access and sanitation by December 2028. Meghalaya has already achieved over 83% household tap water coverage and aims to accelerate efforts to achieve full coverage within the extended mission timeline. For UPSC aspirants, government schemes for rural development, water resource management, and infrastructure are relevant topics under GS2 and GS3. The Indian Computer Emergency Response Team and the Satcom Industry Association of India jointly released comprehensive cyber security guidelines for India's space ecosystem. The guidelines cover the entire space value chain, from satellite operators and ground station controllers to equipment manufacturers and private space firms, government space agencies, communication networks, and software systems. The central principle of these guidelines is defense in depth, which emphasizes multiple layers of cyber protection across satellites, communication networks, software systems, and supply chains. Even if one protective barrier fails, other layers prevent full system compromise. For UPSC, cyber security challenges in space, internal security, and critical infrastructure protection are relevant topics under GS3. Lastly, Nagaland recorded the highest goods and services tax growth in the country at 37% during FY 2025-26, far surpassing the national average of 6.8%. The state's taxpayer education, enhanced enforcement, digitalization, and destination-based tax structure contributed to this growth. For UPSC aspirants, taxation reforms, fiscal federalism, and GST impact on states are relevant topics under GS3. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-Japan bilateral swap arrangement is valued at $75 billion, the largest such arrangement in the world. The WTO's 14th ministerial conference concluded in Yaound, Cameroon, with India pushing for a permanent solution on public stockholding for food security. Jammu and Kashmir won their maiden Ranji Trophy title, ending a 67-year wait. India successfully tested its indigenous floating LIDAR buoy system off the coast of Tamil Nadu. The Ministry of Defence signed contracts for Tunguska missiles and P-8I aircraft inspection. The MSDE signed an MOU with the Gati Foundation to promote global skills mobility. Meghalaya became the 12th state to sign the Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0 reform-linked MOU. CERT and CI India released joint cyber security guidelines for the space sector. Nagaland achieved 37% GST growth, the highest in India. In conclusion, these developments underscore the dynamic nature of India's engagements across the globe, from economic partnerships to technological innovations, and from sports victories to significant policy reforms. Each of these areas presents opportunities for growth, development, and enhancement of India's position on the global stage, and understanding them is crucial for any aspirant aiming to serve the nation through the civil services.